So good evening to everybody on tonight. This is our Kingdom Place Saturday night service. Amen. And I'm going to go to the Word of God tonight. And we're going to go to the Word that God gave me for tonight. And the subject God gave me for tonight is, and I'm being nice about it, I put a please on it. The subject for tonight is watch your tongue, please. So I'm being nice about it. Watch your tongue, please. I remember growing up, and I told my children, I'm quite sure my mother told me at times too. She said, "Watch your mouth." And then she would say, "Go wash that mouth out with soap," or something like that. We would say that, you know, if we allow something to come out of our mouth that wasn't supposed to come out. So, but we are to watch our tongue, please. And I thought about the fact that when you get born again, let's go back to when you're a child. When you're born physically in the world, you're not born knowing how to talk. You're not born knowing the language that you were born into. You have to learn the language. You have to learn how to talk the language to communicate with everybody. And we forget sometimes when we're born into the body of Christ, we have a new language. We have to learn how to talk kingdom talk. We have to learn to talk this new language that we don't know that we've been given. Sometimes we take for granted that we know what to say. We take for granted we know how to say it. But the truth of the matter is, we don't know what to say in this new kingdom all the time if we have not learned, and we don't know how to say it. And we really have to watch our tongue because our tongue wants to talk the old way. But the Word of God wants us, and the Holy Spirit in us want us to talk our new way, our new language, because that old language was death. But the new language is life, life and peace, life and peace. So what do I mean when I say watch? Watch means to be attentive, to be vigilant. Matter of fact, Peter said, be sober, be vigilant. Why? Because your adversary, the devil, walks around like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. And then Peter said, whom resist steadfast in the faith. So watch means to be attentive, be vigilant, keep guard, to keep under close observation that tongue. Because if you don't, anything might come out. And we've all experienced anything coming out. I remember more times than one when I said something I really didn't mean to say. But once you say it, you can't bring it back. It's out there. You can apologize. You can say, I'm sorry. You can repent. You can. The best thing to do is rebuke what that stuff you put out there that ain't godly. Rebuke it and then place some good seeds out there with your mouth. But watch your tongue, please. Watch your tongue. We don't do that enough. We don't watch our tongue enough. We don't watch what we say enough. We really don't. We really don't. We talk about watching what you hear, and it's important to watch what we hear. Watch what you hear, but watch what you say. Because everything you say, you hear it. Everything I say, my ears hear what I say. It comes out my mouth, goes in my ear, goes back in me. So watch your tongue, please. God created us with a head that has two eyes, obviously. We got two ears. We got a nose with two nostrils. But we got one mouth. And one tongue. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I guess God knew that we would have a problem with such a powerful weapon because we don't know what a powerful weapon our tongue is. We don't realize that. And we use it all the time before we knew better, before we gave it to the Lord. We used our tongue, and even after we got born again. We use our tongue in ways that are hurtful. in ways that are not godly and ways that don't build up. Our tongue should be used to build someone up, even ourselves. Your tongue should be speaking well of yourself as well as well of others. So our tongue is a powerful weapon. So watch your tongue, please. We have the power of speech because we have a tongue that can produce a sound that can make powerful words. God uses his words to do powerful things. He created the worlds with the word of his mouth. He spoke the worlds into existence. That right there should help us know how powerful words are. And I say watch your tongue because our tongue is what forms the words, and it causes the words to come out of our mouth. Your mouth is just a gateway, it's an opening, so that when your tongue speak the words, the sound can come out. Oh, thank you, Fred. I didn't know I was still sharing. Thank you. Thank you, Fred. So the tongue is a powerful weapon. In the Word of God, tongue is sometimes used to denote language. Let's look at Philippians 2:11. Philippians 2:11. And Philippians 2:11 says this, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. So there's going to come a day when every tongue, every language, no matter what language the tongue speaks, is going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God. So our tongues is used to make confession of our faith in Jesus Christ. Believe in your heart, confess with your mouth. So we use our tongue to confess our faith. We use our tongue to confess what we believe, to say what we believe, to say what's in our hearts. And one day, everybody's going to confess, whether they receive Christ or not, they're going to have to confess and acknowledge the fact that he is Lord. Let's look at James 1:26. James talked a lot about the tongue, so we're going to go now and see what James said about the tongue. James 1:26 says this, anyone who thinks he, and I'm reading from the Complete Jewish Bible, anyone who thinks he is religiously observant but does not control his tongue is deceiving himself, and his observance counts for nothing. So we are to control our tongue. We are not to let our tongue control us. Have you ever seen people? And when you listen to them, it's just like their mouth or their tongue is controlling them. And they say anything and everything they think of, I guess, you know. And sometimes they say, well, I can't believe they said that, you know. But we should have control of our tongue. So watch your tongue, please, because that tongue should be under your control. We're going to talk more about that. Then James goes on in the third chapter of James, and he compares the tongue to a horse and a ship. A horse is a big animal. A ship is a big animal, a big device, a big boat. It's big. Ships are big. Horses are big. James said in 3:2, but we all stumble in many ways. And if anyone does not stumble in what he says, he's a perfect man, able also to bridle his whole body. Ah, isn't that something? If you can control your tongue, you can control your whole body. If our body's out of control, probably the tongue's out of control. So watch your tongue, please. Get that tongue under control. Ernestine, get that tongue under control. James 3:3. And we put bits in the mouth of horses so that they obey us. We guide their whole body as well. Think about a horse, a big animal. We put bits in a horse's mouth. And with that, those bits, the person that has control of the bits can turn that horse any way They want to. They control the horse with the bits they put in the horse's mouth. So that's the way the horse can be controlled. James 3:3 says this. If we put bits, okay, now read that. Let's 3:4. James 3:4. Look at the ships also, though they are so large and are driven by strong winds, they are guided by a very small rudder wherever the wheel of the pilot directs. So it's not something big that they use to guide these ships with. It's something small, a rudder. And whoever turns that rudder can turn and guide that ship. That very small rudder can control that whole ship. Now think about this. The horse is big, the ship is big, but something small is used to guide them. But think about the tongue. The tongue is small. I mean, I've never seen anybody with a big, real big tongue, I don't think. Our tongue is a small thing. It's a small thing. James said it in verse 5 in the third chapter of James. So also the tongue is a small member, yet it boasts of great things. How great a forest is set up ablaze by such a small fire. Talking about the tongue being a small fire, they can set all kind of stuff on blaze, ablaze. Emotions, passions, anger, disruption. A tongue can start a war. And tongues have started wars. So it's a small member, yet it boasts great things. So watch your tongue, please. You don't want to start now war with your tongue. You don't want to start no confusion with your tongue. You don't want to start no unrest with your tongue. You don't want to start something you can't get yourself out of with your tongue. So watch your tongue, please. James 3:6 says this. And the tongue is a fire, a well of unrighteousness. The tongue is set among our members, staining the whole body, setting on fire the entire course of life, and set on fire by hell. I read that in the ESV. Let's look at James 3:7. James 3:7 tells us what? Every kind of beast can be tamed. The birds, the reptiles, the sea creatures can be tamed and has been tamed by man. We tame all kind of animals, bless the Lord. But verse 8 says what? But no human being can tame the tongue. That's sad, ain't it? So watch your tongue, please. So we cannot tame our tongue, but guess what? It can be surrendered to the Holy Spirit. Once we surrender our tongue to the Holy Spirit, then the Holy Spirit can tame our tongue. James said no human being could tame the tongue. He didn't say the Holy Spirit couldn't do it. So our tongue can be tamed by the Lord. And we surrender our tongue to the Lord, then the Lord can tame our tongue. So we can put a watch over our mouth by surrendering our tongue unto the Lord. Surrender that tongue unto the Lord. Because what? Without the Lord, it is a restless evil full of deadly poison. That's what a tongue is without the Lord. So watch your tongue, please. Watch your tongue. Watch your tongue. Let's look at Proverbs 18:20. Proverbs 18:20 says this, and we often quote Proverbs 18:21, but we kind of forget Proverbs 18:20, but they both go together. A man's belly shall be satisfied with the fruit of his mouth, and with the increase of his lips shall he be filled. Now, look up this word belly. Belly means hollow, especially the womb, also the bosom or body of anything. That's what the belly means in Hebrew. It's like a womb, it's the inner being of a person. In ancient wisdom literature, picture the belly this way, an innermost part as the place where thoughts were treasured and the spiritual being expressed itself and was satisfied. So our spiritual man, our inner man, our womb, our heart will be satisfied with the fruit of our mouth. The fruit of our mouth. What you say, what I say affects my spirit. It affects my heart. It affects my inner man. Because what I tell you, what did I tell you? What I say, what you say, it goes out. But it comes right back in. It comes right back in. It comes right back in. Did you know that your spirit being, the part of you that is like Jesus, wants to use your mouth? Thank you, Jesus. Did you know that? Did you know that your spirit being, the spiritual you, that real you, wants to use your mouth, wants to use your tongue? To speak, to say. So once we surrender that tongue unto the Holy Spirit, then our spirit man gets a chance to be vo have a voice. How many of you are giving your spirit man a voice? So watch your tongue, please. Is what you're saying coming from your soul or coming from your spirit? Is it coming from a carnality place or is it coming from a spiritual place? Because Proverbs just let us know what? A man's belly, a man's womb, the man's inner person is satisfied, is made full, is increased with the fruit of his mouth. What you say goes back in you, and it goes back in your spirit, man. It just doesn't stay out there in la la land. It just doesn't stay out there in the atmosphere. But what you say comes back on the inside of you, and it goes back in your inner man, goes back in your heart. Luke 6:45 says this: the good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks. Think about it this way. You have all this good treasure on the inside of you. You have all this in your spirit man that's in there because Christ put it there. It's in there. And then we got the Word of God. And we can read the Word of God and put all the promises of God back in us to where our spirit man can speak through our mouth and our tongue, goes out, it not only edifies others, goes back in, you hear it, comes back in you, builds you up too. So it matters what your tongue is saying when nobody's listening. What's your tongue saying when nobody's listening? Are you watching your tongue? Are you watching what you're saying? When nobody's listening, because guess what? You're listening. You're always listening to what you say, whether you're by yourself or with somebody else. You hear it. Holy Spirit hears it. Your inner man hears it. So, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks, whether it be good or bad. Let's talk about the fact that we're satisfied with the fruit of our mouth. The verb satisfied means to be filled, to be full. It basically means to be satisfied, to have had enough of something or too much. That's what the word satisfied means. So a man's belly shall be satisfied, your inner being shall be satisfied, shall be made full, shall be made full with what? The fruit of your mouth, your tongue. Let's look at the last part of that verse, Proverbs 18:20. With the increase of his lips shall he be filled. And that word filled there, or increase, is the same word that satisfied was used earlier Same Greek word. Same Greek word. So what's this saying? It's indicating a crop, a harvest, an increase, a revenue. Okay. With the increase of your lips, however you use your lips, whatever comes out of your mouth, you're gonna be filled with it. You're making a harvest. So watch your mouth, please. You are speaking forth a harvest. You're speaking forth a crop. You're speaking forth revenue. You're speaking forth increase. And it's going to come back. And whatever you're saying, whatever you're saying, we're going to get to the other part of verse 21 in a minute. But you're speaking, you're planting seeds with your words, what you're doing. You're planting a crop with your words. So watch your mouth, please. Because whatever you're planting, when you're speaking, that's the crop that you're going to harvest. That's the increase that you're going to get. So Proverbs 18:20, let's read this in the complete Jewish version. A person's belly will be filled with the fruit of his mouth. With what his lips produce, he will be filled. So your lips, along with your tongue speaking, produces a crop, and you're going to be filled with that crop. Because the more you talk, the more seeds you plant, and the more fruit you're going to bear. Okay? Proverbs 18:21. Okay, let's talk about what type of seeds and what type of things you're saying. Proverbs 18:21, death and life, this is when we always quote, death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Okay, what is it saying? Death means to kill, destroy, or put to death. Life means living alive, strong, fresh, a living thing. So the more that you love to speak death, that's the more death fruit you're going to get from that death speaking. The more you speak life, the more you love to speak life, then therefore your fruit is going to be coming from life and not death. Your fruit is going to come depending on whatever you love speaking. If your tongue loves speaking death, you're going to produce the fruit from death. If you love speaking life, your fruit is going to be alive. It's going to be live fruit. Proverbs 18:21 in the okay, power. Let me go look at power. Death and life are in the power of the tongue. Power is a hand open, indicating power. It signifies strength, power, authority, or right of possession. So, death or life, we got to choose. But we have the power to bring whatever we choose, that fruit into our life, whether it be death or whether it be life. Let's look at what the Message Bible says about Proverbs 18:21. Proverbs 18:21 in the Message Bible says this: words kill, words give life. They're either poison or fruit. You choose. Watch your tongue, please, because that tongue could be bringing some poison to your life. And you don't want poison. You might be wondering, why is this happening? Why is all this happening? What have you been saying? Have you been watching what you've been saying? Watch your tongue, please. 1 Peter 3:10 says this: whoever desires to love life and see good days, let him keep his tongue from evil and his lip from speaking deceit. Watch your tongue, please. What did Jesus say in John 6:63? Jesus said this in the Gospel of John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh has no help. The flesh is no help at all. The words that I've spoken to you are spirit and life. The words that Jesus spoke was spirit and they were life. We're supposed to speak words that are spirit and life. What I tell you a little while ago, our words should be coming from our spirit man, not from our carnal part. We should be renewing our mind and get rid of the carnal thinking and religious thinking. So our words should be coming from our spirit man. So that the words we speak are spirit and life. And if we speak the word of God, our words will be spirit and they will be life. If we say the same thing that Jesus said, the same thing the word of God said, our words will be spirit. They will be life. Don't say any old thing that come to your mind. Don't say any old thing that you haven't been renewed in that area yet. I have to watch myself because I'm trying to, most of the, well, I know better now. So most of the religious thinking is gone. But every now and then here lately, I find myself saying something. And the moment I say it, I knew, okay, that's not biblical. That's religious. So I have to go back and I said, no. That's not right. So rebuke your own self, rebuke your own words. When your tongue says something and you know it's not biblical, you know it's not truth, it's religion. Rebuke your own words and then speak life in that place. Speak life. Speak life. Jesus spoke life. So watch your tongue, please. Let's look at, I'm getting ready to close. Let's look at Matthew 12, 36. Because Jesus said that what we say is very important. We should be speaking words to exhort one another. Not just one another. We should be speaking words to exhort our own selves. Speak words that exhort yourself. Speak words of life over yourself. Speak what you want that the Bible says you have, not what you already got. It ain't always easy, but it's doable. It's doable. You know, what are you saying about yourself? Watch your tongue, please. What's that tongue saying about you? What you've been saying about you when nobody else is around to hear you but you and the Lord? What have you been saying about yourself? You might need to change what you've been saying about yourself. I remember years ago, I had to change what I was saying about myself. I didn't think well of myself, so I didn't speak well of myself. It's okay to speak well of yourself. Speak what the Bible says about you. It's okay. It's okay. It's okay. Matthew 12, 36, and I'm going to read the Amplified Bible out of this. Matthew 12, 36. Jesus said this, but I tell you, on the day of judgment, men will have to give account for every idle, inoperative, non-working word they speak. You see that? We're going to have to give an account in judgment for every idle, inoperative, non-working word that we speak. Every word we speak should not be an idle word because words have purpose. You shouldn't say something that doesn't have a purpose. And I'm not saying you have to be serious all the time. You can't have fun because God had fun with us, but there's a limit to it. And you know the limit because your inside and your spirit man will let you know the limit. So we don't have to give an account for every inoperative word. What's an inoperative word? A word that has no operation. The Spirit of God cannot do anything with that word because it doesn't have life in it. When you say something, sometimes we say a lot of stuff that the Spirit of God can't do a thing in the world with because it's contrary to what the Word of God said. And so it's inoperative. It's idle. It's non-working. There's nothing that God can do with it. Now, the devil can do something with it if it's death words, but God can't do anything with it. So watch your tongue, please. Let's read that first, that second verse of Matthew 12, 37. Amplified. For by your words you will be justified and acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned and sentenced. And that's not talking about us. If you got Jesus Christ, you're saved. We're justified by faith and by Christ. But those that don't know God, they will be either. We'll be justified. Those, because by your words, you'll be justified and acquitted. Okay, we will be acquitted by our words because we confess Christ as our Savior, and we'll be justified. But those that don't know Christ will be condemned and sentenced. by their words. Because they had to either accept Christ or reject Christ. We all did. Not everybody accepted him. So that words of rejection is going to be the words that condemn them. So watch your tongue, please. Watch what you say. Paul told Timothy to stay away from vain words and tradition of men and genealogies and all kind of stuff that really has no substance to it, have no life in it. It's just junk. Has nothing in it that the Holy Spirit can work with. Watch your tongue, please. Give Holy Spirit something to work with, because the word of God is coming out of our mouth. We're speaking things that are blessing, and that Holy Spirit can go bless. We're speaking things that God has already said or given us, that Holy Spirit can go forth and do it. So watch your tongue, please. And I'm gonna watch my tongue too. I ain't telling you to do something I'm not gonna do. I'm gonna watch my tongue too. So let's pray. Father God, we thank you for the word today. We thank you, Father God, that for letting us know that we have to watch our tongue. We have to watch what we say. We have to be careful about what we say. And we have to surrender our tongue to you, Jesus, and allow you to be Lord of our mouth, Lord of what we say. Help us do that, Father. Help us to speak life and not death. Help us to choose to speak the word of God over ourselves and over others. Help us to say no to all the negative junk that comes to mind, or the negative junk that we hear out there in the world. Help us shake it off and not allow it to become part of us. Help us to put off all carnality, all carnality. And be like Paul. He said he wanted to obtain to the resurrection from the dead. That means he wanted to be resurrected to the life of Christ and get rid of every dead thing, every dead thought, every dead word, everything that brings death. Help us do that, Father, in the name of Jesus. And Holy Spirit, we thank you. We thank you. Because you are constantly reminding us when we say something that doesn't have life, and you constantly reminding us to speak life. Help us to continue to surrender to you teaching us, and to get in the Word of God and get rid of all carnality in the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. If you don't know Christ as your Lord and Savior, it's easy to receive him. You just have to believe on Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Just call on the name of the Lord. The Bible said, and you shall be saved. So if you don't know Jesus, you want to know Jesus, just say, Jesus, I want to know you. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. I receive you. And I thank you for coming into my heart and making me a new creation and filling me with Holy Spirit. Now I want to be a disciple. Teach me your ways and help me to walk in newness of life. And if you say that prayer and you believe in your heart what you're saying, then you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. And you can send us an email and let us know, and we will help you in any way we can. So you be blessed, and we will see you next time.